All right, good morning, Drift Run Church. I'll tell you what, I'm glad to be with everybody here today and being outside with you. I just praise God for the opportunity I have to be before you here. Let's open up in prayer, please. Father, as we come with nothing but thanksgiving in our heart. I praise you and I thank you for the opportunity that we have to have, Lord, to gather before you, Lord. And Father, we pray, Lord, that your word would go out this morning. And Father, that, Lord, in everything that we say and do here today would be to do nothing but uplift you and to give you the glory and the honor that you deserve it, Lord. And Father, we praise you for your son Jesus that died on that cross, Lord. We want to give you thanks and praise for him, Lord. For without that sacrifice, Lord, none of this would be possible. And we give you the praise and ask it in Jesus' name. And amen. And amen. Hey, are you glad to be here this morning? Let me hear it. I am definitely glad to be here. And thank you for each and every one of you for coming out again. Praise the Lord this morning. Good morning to you. I'll tell you, just as we go down through this life that we live in and stuff, sometimes things can get awful complicated. I understand that. But you know what? I want to praise God this morning that he's the one who can handle the complications in our life if we just let him do it. I just truly feel that he is able to do that beyond a shadow of a doubt. Now, you know, I'm going to ask for prayer requests here in a little bit. And you know what? I always in the church, I always ask for testimonies. You know, if you have a testimony, beep your horn. You know, beep your horn this morning just to give God the praise. Just thank him. You know, we amen. Thank the Lord. We should all have that this morning in our heart. We really should. If you're not redeemed this morning, you know, there is an opportunity. And you know what? What I'd like to say is that just right up here can be your altar this morning. You know what? You could come and give your heart to the Lord right here today. You can give your heart to the Lord no matter if you're sitting out there in your car. Because it doesn't matter to him where you give your heart to him at. What matters is that you do that. Amen? That's exactly what matters this morning. All right. If nothing else, I want to talk to the church this morning, and I want to talk to the Christians in particularly, and I want to talk to maybe even some out there that are not saved. But what the title of my sermon this morning is, Horses Are Coming. And that's what I've entitled it. And if you go to Jeremiah 12, chapter 12, verse 5, I'll give you a minute to get there, and we'll read along together. Jeremiah 12, verse 5. Jeremiah 12, verse 5. If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? And if in the land of peace, wherein thou trustest, they wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? Again, the first part of that, if thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? Again, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, this morning for this scripture, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to stand here and preach, Lord. And I pray, Father, that, Lord, the anointing would be upon me, Lord. I pray for that more than anything, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, if the hearts out here, the Father, that they would be touched, Lord. That their hearts and their minds would be opened up, Lord. And the Father, we could come to know what it means that the horses are coming, Lord. We want to praise you, and we want to give you the glory for it all, and amen, and amen. Jeremiah would not have been unfamiliar with this scripture. He knows just exactly what the footmen were. They were foot soldiers, and he knew just exactly what the horsemen were. That was the soldiers that were coming by horse. But in this scripture I just read to you this morning, Jeremiah is complaining to God about something. He's telling God that the wicked seem to be prospering and he is suffering. And he wants an answer from God about this. He said, more or less he's saying, God, I want an answer about this. And you know what? God responded to him. That's why he said what he did. He said, if thou hast run with the footmen and they wearied thee, and then how canst thou contend with horses? And if the land of peace wherein thou trustest, they wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? There's a couple of things I want to preach and talk to you about here this morning. Well, Jeremiah, I believe these words can apply to us today just as well as they did apply to Jeremiah back in that day. And it can apply to Christians today as well. He's saying, Jeremiah, it's going to get worse. And more or less what he said, can I just tell you too, in my language, Suck it up, buttercup. That's exactly what he's trying to tell Jeremiah. Jeremiah is going to get far worse than you can even imagine. And Jeremiah, in this slightly difficult time that you're in right now, if you're not able to run, if you're not able to stand, I'm going to tell you, then you'll not be able to stand when the really, truly hard times come. Jeremiah, you ain't seen nothing yet, for that's what God is telling him. This is a particularly important point, and I want to convey this to everyone here and to everyone who may be listening to this down the road. The culture that we're living in right now is not a culture that conveys strength. It's not. And I can say that to the churches, to some of the churches as well, and to some of the Christians. You're living in a culture, you're living in a generation that has sought to do nothing but to convey weakness to all the ones below us. Lack of conviction and the lack of the ability to draw a line in the sand and to go up against anything and anybody and stand up for Jesus, for the cause of Christ, has gotten us to where we are today at the churches today. Right now, today is August 9th, 2020. You find it, and if you're finding it difficult to walk with God now, you find it difficult to walk with Him right now, wait till things really, really get bad. Wait till they really get bad. Yes, look around. These are extraordinary times. I don't argue that point whatsoever. Churches across this land are dealing with it. But you know that is, listen, it's sad that some folks are falling away from church for this very reason. I was listening to someone the other day talk about, they said that they felt that like 50% of the church people are falling out of church right now because of what's going on in this country. Listen, can I tell you, if you can't run with the footmen right now, how will you run when the horses come? And they are coming. I want you to understand that. They are coming. If there's not a revival in this country, and in an individual's hearts, as Christians, if we do not stand up for what is right, this generation will suffer more than any generation before us. Amen? Galatians 6:7 says this, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." We will not get out of this world without judgment. It won't happen. And if you are weak right now in the days of the coronavirus, this is just a small taste of what is to come, Christians. God chose Jeremiah. He chose him before he was even born in the womb to be a prophet to the nation of Judah. "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." And Jeremiah was a young man whenever he began to preach and to prophesy to the nation of Judah. It says this, "But the Lord said unto me, Say not that I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. And whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I put words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant." Can I tell you something this morning, Christians? God has put the words in front of you. He can put the words in your mouth to go out to a lost and a dying world and to let them know that they need a Savior. And everybody's not going to like you. Jeremiah preached for approximately 40 years. And during that 40 years, nothing changed. Imagine that. We think of Noah and how long he preached and nothing changed. Jeremiah preached 40 years and nothing changed. There were other prophets, there were other preachers at that time. They were preaching prosperity and peace is what they were preaching to the nation. And you know what they told the people? Not to pay attention to Jeremiah. The leaders hated him. The people hated him. And the scripture I read to you this, out of Jeremiah 12:5 was something, listen, was sometimes started after a while. And God is telling him it's going to get worse. And he's telling Jeremiah, like he's telling you and I, Christians, we need to suck it up. We need to get over it. And we need to move on. And he did the people from his own hometown. Did you know this? Tried to hire assassins to kill Jeremiah. They would have him thrown into a pit after he preached. Every time he preached, they'd either beat him or they would do something to him. They had him thrown into a pit and the people would walk by. They would mock and ridicule him and throw rocks at him. Imagine that. For 40 years. No wonder they called him the weeping prophet, because he preached his heart out to those people because he knew what faith lied before them. Brothers, I know what faith lies before this world someday. And I know that you realize that too. Horses are coming. Strong horses are coming. And it is nothing to what compared to what's going on right now. Folks, not everyone will want to hear what you have to say. Not everyone wants to hear what I have to preach about. And we think it's bad because someone will call us a name. Or we think it's bad because someone will not pay attention to us. Or maybe they even call us a hypocrite. The horses are coming, brothers and sisters. That isn't nothing. He was asked over and over again to change his message. And Jeremiah would not change his message. Can I tell you, Christians, and neither should we change our message. Haven't you seen the churches changing their messages down through the years? I've seen it. I've seen them change their messages. I've seen them try to tickle ears. And I'm telling you, it doesn't work. It didn't work in Jeremiah's time, and it's not going to work today. In Jeremiah 12:5, God was not going to do any coddling. Oh, sometimes we think that we need to be coddled as Christians. Sometimes we think we need to have it easy. God wasn't going to coddle Jeremiah. Wait, he told him, wait till it really gets bad. Yes, it was bad, but nothing can compare to what was coming on the nation of Judah. And yes, it is bad now. Wait till we see what comes upon this world. Folks, can you see God telling Christians today the same thing? Scripture has been warning us, all of us, for years. What is in store? Slowly. Slowly and surely it is chipped away. Slowly and surely the morals and all that is connected with it have been chipped away at. 2 Timothy 3:13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. 1 Thessalonians 5:1-3. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourself know perfectly that day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. And then Jesus said in Matthew 24, and I believe it's important to read this, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, then shall these things be? And what shall be the signs of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man can deceive you. For many shall come in my name, and saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled. For these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these, now I want you to listen to this, is what Jesus put at the end of the whole list. All these are just the beginning of sorrow. If you can't run with the footmen and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? All these are the beginning of sorrow, just like a woman in travail, just like a woman who's having labor pains. They get worse as time passes by. And as things go by, it's going to get worse in this land and in this country. But preacher, what about the rapture? Won't it be out there? Won't we be out of here? When it gets that bad? I am a pre-trib preacher. I am. There are some who believe mid-tribulation. There are some who believe after the tribulation. I wouldn't argue with none of them. But can I tell you something that I feel? Before He takes His church, it's going to get bad. No matter where you stand on this, it is going to get bad. All these are the beginning of sorrow. All these are merely the beginning of birth pangs. Rumors for all nations shall rise against a kingdom against kingdom. There'll be famine. You know what pestilence are? That's diseases. Earthquakes in different places. Christians, can I tell you, we need to tighten up the chin straps and get ready. We need to tighten them up because it's not going to get any better. But preacher, don't we have antibiotics? You do realize that some of the diseases are becoming resistant to antibiotics now. We think we're going to save ourselves. We're not going to save ourselves when God passes judgment. As all this comes upon Christians and upon the church, remember your calling. Above all, whenever the horses come. You know what I say? We need to evangelize. We need to evangelize. We need to evangelize. God has told us that we need to go out into all the world and evangelize the world. And He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel unto all creation. Even as the horses come upon us. Don't forget that. That's our main goal. That is our purpose that God has saved us for. God is saying, just like He told Jeremiah, you can run with the horses, you really can, but you cannot let fear overtake you. There's a strong possibility that the next disease sweeps across this planet will be far worse than what we're facing right now. I read today where there's like 728,000 deaths worldwide because of this disease. You know how many killed, how many people the Black Plague killed? 25 million. You know how many smallpox killed? 325 million people. The flu kills 600, almost 700,000 people a year worldwide. If you think COVID is something, the horses that are coming will make COVID look like child play. If in your lifetime you think you've seen it all, you ain't seen nothing yet. Before God comes and takes His church out of this world, you ain't seen nothing yet. Big, strong, nasty horses are coming. You can run with them, but you're going to have to get stronger than what we are right now. We're going to have to get our noses in the Word. We're going to have to get on our knees more. We're going to have to get stronger than what we are right now. The Bible tells us to do is to put on the whole armor of God, not just part of it. And it says, I have told you these things that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have troubles, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Praise His name this morning. You can run with the horses that are coming if we put our trust in Him. Understand, and I know this is not popular preaching. I know that. I understand that in Christianity today. We want everything to be peaceful. We want everything to be prosperous. We want everything to be just hunky-dory. As you walk with Christ, troubles are coming your way. They are. Horses are coming. But Jesus said you're not facing them alone. And you can run with them. He'll be there. And if you're going to be strong enough to run with horses, you have to do things right now. Prepare for it. If you knew some big trial was coming next week or next month, you would prepare for it, would you not? You would do your best. God's Word tells us that trouble is coming. And if you're going to run a marathon, you don't start preparing the day the marathon starts, do you? You don't. You start and prepare months and maybe even a year before to run a marathon. God is telling us troubles is coming. Be prepared. Horses are coming. Jesus has told us the horses are coming and trials are coming. Prepare yourself for them. Today is the day that we need to start preparation. Right now you are training for the trials you're not even in yet. You don't know what it is, but can I tell you something? Trials are coming. How many of you thought that on December 31st, we'd be sitting out in the parking lot of our church in August having a church service? I can say probably not many of you, if any of you did. I know I didn't. But yet, here we are. This horse has came. And God's telling, well, really this foot soldier has came. And God's telling us there's horses coming. And if we can't stand right now with this, and we cannot put our trust in God, and if we can't continue to serve Him, what are you going to do when it really gets bad? What are you going to do? You're going to have to get stronger. And that's what we need to do starting right now. Matthew 7 tells us this, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will put unto him as a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, was great was the fall of it." Can I tell you something this morning? Don't check your foundation when the storms hit. You need to check the foundation before the storms hit. Horses are coming. Trials are coming. Tribulation is coming. And can I tell you, great, mighty horses are coming. And Christians, we need to be prepared for it. Amen. God's telling us right now, and I'm telling you, and this is a message for me as well as you, suck it up. I'm not coddling you no more. It's time that you understand that horses are coming and you need to be prepared to run with them. Praise His name this morning. Praise His name. I thank God for what He has showed me, because it is truth. His Word is truth. Thank the Lord this morning. Let us pray. Father, as I come this morning, Lord, I thank You, Father, for the message this morning, Lord. I thank You for the opportunity, Lord, we have, Lord, to put Your Word out there the way that You would have it to go, Lord. I ask You, Father, to be with every heart that's here this morning. I pray that every heart would take this message, Lord, and as You want it to stir their hearts, Lord, help them to understand, Lord, that the worst is coming. The worst is yet to come. And Lord, we need to be rooted and grounded. We need to be prepared. For in Your name, this can be done. In Jesus' name, we ask it, and amen. As they get another song, if you have a need, bow your head right in your car, or you come up here, please.